insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. For this episode, let's listen to the 4th and 5th verses of this surah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون.
Within 3 to 9 years, the decision of the matter before and after is only with Allah. And on that day, the believers will rejoice.
بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم.
With the help of Allah, He helps whom He wills, and He is the Almighty, the Most Merciful.
Now, as you were previously with us, brothers and sisters, we said that it is really important to know why this incident, why this important news is mentioned in the beginning of this surah, specifically in the beginning of surah, specifically considering the fact that this surah is Meccan and this content is mentioned in it, also considering the fact that why, out of all things in the world, this, which is not apparently related to the Muslims, must be mentioned. And specifically, more specifically, after mentioning Alif Lam Mim, the abbreviated letters, we usually have seen that something like the greatness of the Almighty Allah is mentioned. Now, all of these we answered in the previous episodes. Now, for this episode, we will move on with the contents of the 4th and 5th verse. فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ فِي بِضْعِ سِنِينَ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدِ وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ To Allah belongs the command before and after, and on that day, the believers shall rejoice. بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ With the help of Allah, He helps whom He pleases, and He is the Mighty, the Merciful. In the previous episode, brothers and sisters, we talked about the occasion of revelation of these beginning verses, how important it is for us to know that this important news and information is mentioned. And why is it? What's the point of connection between the Muslims? That they should be happy because of a fight, not because of a fight, but because of a result of a fight going on between Iranians and the Romans. We mentioned it in the previous episode, and we said that a faithful society does not look only at its own inside, but it must also show reaction onto the bitter and sweet events of the other nations too. That's how the world is. That's how important the situation in the world is. So that's what we should believe. By Allah's help, they will be happy. And on that day, the believers shall rejoice. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ So this verse implies that if today the Romans failed and the polytheists became happy, on that day when the Romans overcame, the believers would become happy. So, then the next holy verse announces that with the help of Allah, He helps whom He pleases and He is the mighty, the merciful. Upon the objective meaning of the sentence, on that day, believers shall rejoice, the commentators have delivered different ideas that we will mention after a short break.
في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد
So, regarding these verses, brothers and sisters, you were saying that the commentators believe different ideas regarding the objective meaning of on that day the believers shall rejoice. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Now, some of the commentators actually believe that this rejoice is because of the Romans' victory. Though they themselves were in the row of pagans too, but since they had heavenly book, their victory over the Zoroastrians who were polytheists was one stage of victory of monotheism over polytheism. Now, some other commentators have added that the believers became happy for they took this event as a good omen and as an evidence for their victory over the polytheists. Or it has been mentioned that their happiness was for the sake that the greatness and truthfulness of the decisive prediction of the Holy Quran, which itself was counted as an important spiritual victory for the Muslims, appeared on that day. And this probability does not seem so far that the Roman victory was simultaneous with actually one of the Muslims' victories over the polytheists. In particular, that some of the statements of the commentators indicate that this victory was simultaneous with the victory of Badr or with the peace agreement of Hudaybiyah, which was counted as yet another great victory. So, in particular, that the application of with the help of Allah is in consonant with this meaning too. So, in short, the Muslims became happy from different points of view on that day because of the victory of the people of Book over the Zoroastrians, which was a scene of the victory of monotheism, actually, against polytheism. And this happiness was because of spiritual victory for the appearance of the miracle of the Qur'an. It could also be mentioned that it was for the sake of its simultaneous victory of Muslims, probably the peace of Hudaybiyah or one of the other conquests of the Muslims. Brothers and sisters, we are done with the fifth verse of this surah. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.